the city's public schools really improve under Chancellor Joel Klein? Now that Klein has resigned to take a job at News Corp, the debate has only intensified. Mayor Bloomberg announced Klein's departure yesterday and the appointment of media executive Kathy Black to replace him. Coincidentally, a conference was scheduled today by academics who have spent the past year studying Klein's reforms. WNYC's Beth Fertig was there, and she joins us now. Beth, talk about getting a jump start on the legacy. Tell us, who are these experts, and what are they saying about the city's schools?
The public schools have been getting a lot of national attention, Amy, because of these reforms made by Bloomberg and Chancellor Klein. It's the country's largest school system. Their reforms were super ambitious. They opened hundreds of new schools, 100 charters, and they put so much stock in the test scores and measuring everything based on test scores, which generated a lot of controversy and then also a lot of interest. So the American Institutes for Research got funding from a few foundations to hire a bunch of education professors and researchers to study what happened. And that's what we heard from today.
Were there any new conclusions, things we didn't know?
A few things stood out. There's an assistant professor at NYU who looked at school choice, what happened when they opened all these hundreds of new high schools, and he found it didn't make the high schools more racially or geographically diverse, meaning it didn't make them less diverse either, but you didn't see all these kids from across the city suddenly traveling everywhere. They pretty much stayed in their zip codes if they didn't get the popular schools that they wanted to go to, which can't take everybody. Although he did find that high-achieving kids, Blacks, girls, and Bronx residents were the kids most likely to want to travel a long distance to go to a better school.
What about test scores and the debate over progress in that area?
It came up, and the academics agreed there was some progress, though there's, you know, this ongoing debate about how much. But they weren't really focusing on test scores today. They were looking at things like community engagement, teacher qualifications. A professor from the University of Virginia found the city did get more qualified teachers after it gave them a big raise and hired a lot of career changers from the Teaching Fellows program. And then Klein was there today. He came at the end to talk about his accomplishments and some of his regrets.
Oh, let's hear about that. Did he have any?
He did. Now, he's been very forceful over these past 8 years about the need to shake things up, and he defended that today when he said if it's not controversial, it will be meaningless. But he acknowledged he could have handled some things differently, especially when it came to getting public support.
I buy and accept the fact that I did not do as well in terms of building community support, explaining what we were doing, making sure that our voices and supporters were heard effectively.
That goes back to that community engagement issue you talked about earlier. Did Klein elaborate?
He did not, but it's widely known that he got into a lot of trouble this year when he tried to close 19 low-performing schools and then lost a lawsuit by the teachers' union and some parents on the grounds that he didn't provide enough community notification. So there was a lot of talk about that today at the conference, a whole panel this morning about whether parents got enough involvement.
People must have been talking about Klein's departure and the mayor's unusual choice of a successor, Kathy Black of Hearst Magazines. What were you hearing?
There was a lot of scuttlebutt about that, Amy, because along with the academic crowd, there were folks there from the Department of Education, and they were shocked because they expected Klein would be leaving soon. He's been there 8 years, but they only learned about it half an hour before the mayor made the announcement, and I'm talking about top people in that education department. There's also the shock over choosing Kathy Black, someone from publishing. People were really surprised by that, even though Klein came from outside the education world. He was in the Justice Department and the publishing world. But Bloomberg does like choosing people from the business sector, the private sector, people with a lot of management experience. And one thing I kept hearing is this is a very challenging time for a new chancellor, so maybe there is a need for that. This is Leanna Stiefel. She's an economics professor at NYU, and she looked at how much money the city schools got from the state between 2002 and 2008. It was about $5,000 more per pupil. And she said, Kathy Black isn't going to have an advantage like that now with budget cuts.
She's going to have, you know, less money, less leverage, less ability to try new things. And on the other hand, maybe this retrospective will be helpful to her. I mean, she can try to consolidate and learn, you know, to do a few things differently.
She'll also have to deal with the teachers' union. They've been without a contract for a year.
WNYC's education reporter Beth Fertig, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.